On Amherst College Week, how do we increase STEM enrollments for women and underrepresented minorities? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Sheila Jaswal, associate professor of chemistry, answers this question.
For decades, higher ed has struggled, largely unsuccessfully, to enroll larger numbers of women and underrepresented minorities in the STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. This lack of diversity in STEM isn't just an admissions challenge, it's a retention one. Inspired by students in our community, STEM majors and otherwise, who shared their experiences of marginalization during a 2015 sit-in in Amherst Library, nine students and I developed the course Being Human in STEM, or HSTEM, in which participants review scientific literature on diversity in STEM, interview STEM students, and then design possible interventions to try. Evidence from the five semesters I've co-taught HSTEM has shown that students feel validated when they hear about experiences they share with classmates, learn about academic concepts such as stereotype threat and imposter syndrome, and analyze data on representation, success, and persistence. They feel included and proud when leading and contributing to STEM-related conversations and projects. Since the course was conceived, more than 50 HSTEM participants, majoring in 20-plus disciplines, have used their findings to create guides for conducting workshops on diversity with STEM students and inclusive activities with children, a handbook on inclusive curricular practices, a documentary about HSTEM, and a website sharing all resources. Our next step involves assessing whether numbers of students persisting in STEM have increased as a result of our efforts. Our HSTEM model has been adopted by four other schools and with great results. No doubt that's because all of our conclusions have a common theme. Empowering students to investigate issues of inclusion instills a sense of shared responsibility for designing interventions that will work in their own STEM communities and beyond.
And that was Sheila Jaswal of Amherst College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.